DW. I'm just going to put it out there and say I do not vow to thee, my country, because I'm not sure I know what it is. Born to a Scottish mother and British father, both of whom had grandparents of other origins, I did the vast majority of my growing up in the UK, but have spent most of my adult years here in Germany, moreover in Berlin. And throughout them all, I've been a member of the EU and have thus felt free to be European. Not British, not German, just European. It's a feeling, and yes, I know we're not supposed to talk about feeling things anymore. Except on this occasion, I have to, because it's a feeling I've loved. But it's a love that will be torn from me, because by the end of this month, Theresa May will have triggered the dreaded Article 50, which in my mind has assumed the physical form of a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy-style don't panic button. Only I am a little. Because it spells the end of a sense of belonging to something so comfortably familiar.
You killed your European son. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone. You better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye.
Until now, the fact that I have a British passport while my children's are German has been of no consequence. But the impending Brexit has changed that. Apart from spurring me on to file for citizenship here, it's thrown up a lot of questions about national identity, both my own and that of my children. So how do you identify in terms of your nationality?
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Okay, but what, so not as a German?
No, as a Berliner.
I mean, you are German. How come a Berliner?
Well, because I've lived in Berlin the longest.
That's my son, Joshua, who, though born in Bavaria, has indeed been here for almost all his life. And just as long as me, in fact. Yet I'm not half the Berliner he is. Much as I enjoy living here, and I really do, I've never claimed the city, and by extension the country, as my own.
So that's Berlin, hot city. So after the U-Bahn, you might want to go really dancing. So number 6, how to become a Berliner in a nightclub.
With that in mind, I dragged Josh to see a comedy show called How to Become a Berliner in 1 Hour. I wanted to see if there was anything I'd failed to glean during all my years here that might give some contours to my increasingly diffuse sense of identity.
So, I need a volunteer now. So the beautiful girl over here, what's your name? What's your name?
Tamsin.
That's your first name? Tamsin? Very nice. Tamsin, please come on stage to make a boss from Tamsin. Don't worry, nothing happened.
Turns out there is. If I want to be a real Berliner, I was told, I have to learn to dance like a local girl.
You know, try to dance towards him, like you roll together like this, you know. Just try to get his attention, you know, the hipster guy there, with the glasses and the beard, you know. Just imagine he's handsome, just imagine, okay? It's a joke, I say every night, looking great. Okay. So,
and since I can't dance like anyone but my dad, that just ain't gonna happen. But as I listened to the comedian's gags about this city's congenital rudeness, a deep well of affection stirred within me. The kind that also ripples at the sight of the elderly sitting in deck chairs on windswept northern English beaches. Or at the sound of bagpipes playing on the shores of a wet Scottish island. And acknowledging that stir was quite telling. As Josh told me.
All in all, I'd say it's more a matter of how you feel. I mean, and I feel like I'm a Berliner.
If you've been away from Berlin, yeah, and you come back, what does it feel like?
It feels awesome. I mean, you hear the unfriendly bus driver and you think it's great to be back. And that may sound strange, but I really love that.
I'm not so sure that does sound strange. There was a time when, after a trip back to the UK, the directness of this city made my heart sink. But these days, I look forward to coming home. And there it is, the four-letter word that, for me at least, outdoes national identity. Home.
This report was brought to you by DW.